Okay. Well, I'm almost at the crash site by now. I've watched or listened to some Living Scriptures takes on Harold B. Lee and Spencer W. Kimball. Living in California, very young. And I visited the house of our friends a couple of doors down. The house, stalwart members of the church. And that's where I learned that President Lee had died. Quite surprising. Everybody thought that he was one, he was quite young compared to the other apostles, so they thought that he would be the prophet for quite a while, and he wasn't. I don't ever remember him speaking. I was just too young. Spencer W. Kimball, who was the prophet of the church all during my youth. He died just shortly before I went on my mission, where we had the solemn assembly to sustain Ezra Taft Benson as the prophet. And it was interesting. I was in school at Ricks College. And of course, you know, back then, I don't think they really do this anymore. At least I don't recall them doing it ever since. There's changes, and they had the sustaining by quorums, and they had all the elders get up, and of course I was in the big ballroom at Ricks College, Band Wearing Center, as you recall, and And I wasn't an elder yet. In the outer reaches of the church, you didn't become an elder until you had your mission call. And so when they said all the elders needed to get up, all the guys got up. And sustained Taft Benson, and then they sat down. They said, okay, now all the priests get up. And I stood up, and I was just about the only priest I saw. There might have been a few others, but not any at all. You know, most of the kids there at Ricks College were Idaho, Utah boys, and you know, they all were ordained elders when they turned 18. And that was a center stake thing. I was a kid from Texas, New Mexico, and that's not how the church proceeded in those places. It was interesting to say the least. Anyway. Conference. First time we were able to pull together a potluck, and it went extremely well. And really quite happy for how it went. I hope it didn't offend. You know, there's certain families, certain groups that I don't think really liked potlucks. Just wasn't their thing, I guess. And it had really been in decline since since Lisa and I left. I had heard the expression of some people saying that they thought that the potlucks and frankly several other things were extremely inappropriate or just not proper, which was heart-wrenching for what had been a tradition at the Tucumcari branch for decades, as far as I was aware of. They were certainly going on when we came in the 90s, and when we come 1995. And quite sad for some of the old timers. Of course, it was complicated by the fact that not very soon after Lisa came back, COVID cranked up, I was spending the week in Portales, trying to sell our house in Portales, and leaving there. And so it was tricky, you know. I was very worried that with the with so long without having a potluck that it wouldn't go well. There was many new families that were not particularly accustomed to doing the potlucks or didn't really like doing them, which I don't understand, but that's okay, you know, people have their personal preferences, I suppose. As everyone knows, that I'm not particularly a cultural sort. I'm not one to get rid of cultural things, but I don't have a particular culture, so the best I can do is service it, and very happy. It went really well. Plenty enough food all around. Very important. They had gotten into the strange habit of if there were dinners going on, the branch would provide meat for it, and it was almost kind of an assignments being made thing. you know, for people to bring certain things, which, you know, that can be stressful for people who say, this is what I bring to potlucks. And to be honest, it was getting quite expensive, because when it becomes an assignment, it's almost the responsibility for the church to reimburse people for, you know, whatever ingredients were needed to make something. There was a great feeling that that needed to be reimbursed, and it was becoming really, really, those guys had a dinner, a Valentine's dinner, and it was done somewhat, hopefully the last one that we'll have that behaves that way, instead of just being, well, we do a potluck, we always do a potluck, and it costs the branch budget nothing, but besides flatware and paper plates and stuff like that, and cups to handle, you know, stuff that people didn't bring to potlucks. It was being a real drain on the budget, so I'm glad that we've had a successful one. I think it will hopefully make it so that more of these things can function as potlucks, as the branch has always done. And I'm very heartened by the fact that there were a number of, it seemed like there was an attitude among the stake leadership that they didn't want these things happening anymore. And I was very heartened by the fact that it was, you know, it was branch conference, the stake presidency was there, several stake leaders came, and if there were people that resented the fact that this was being done, it was unexpressed. And that's all right, you know. I think there's a certain number of people that don't cook and that don't want to cook. And I said, there's nothing to stop you guys from either not bringing anything to eat, or you can purchase something and bring it. That's totally up to you. He says, there's no obligation, of course. He says, there's plenty of people who come that don't bring food. And they eat just as readily as anyone else does. You're always invited. So, I'm very heartened by the fact that it went well. And it seemed like the whole experience went great. With grain. And I hope that there's not a lot of anguish or despair about these things. I don't know if, because people said there was going to be a potluck, some people stayed away. and you go, you know, there's a lot of reasons for people to stay away, and I don't understand the problem with potlucks, but you know, I'm sure people have them. But anyway, I'm not going to give any names because, you know, it's not important. It's not important. It happened, it was done, everybody enjoyed it. Plenty of food for the gathering that was there. Set up enough tables for it to get done. It was wonderful. And had a good turnout, for which we were very happy. Very happy. Don't know if these things will be discouraged going forward. Stake President said, hey, if you guys are having potlucks in Tucumcari, you know, they said put them on the calendar so we'll see them. And it's like, oh, all right. So, hey, I think we'll put them on the calendars. And if the stake presidency wants to show up, they can show up. We'll be glad to have us, and we're always glad to have you. So, it's a wonderful thing. It's good that things don't die. I think there are groups of people that, for one reason or another, COVID has been a wonderful thing. A lot of people who just simply want older traditions to die. Older attitudes, older people, for Pete's sakes, that want them to die or simply to go away, or maybe not just not die, but pass on, not, you know, stop coming to things like that. And it's like, no, I said, there are people who enjoy traditions, and traditions shouldn't die. Don't have to die. And if they do, they do, but we don't have to let that happen. It says, and that's great. When we pick back up the traditions of the past that were forcibly put on hold, I don't want to be disrespectful to people who were concerned about these things. But I certainly don't want to feed into what I see often as just being fearful and letting fear run the day. And that whole culturalness. Very heartening. We just sat down to start the conference, and President Blazer, our stake president, when he got up to speak, he said, me tell you how this works. It says the area presidency makes the larger call for, you know, wearing masks or restrictions on church services, stuff like that. And the information that New Mexico, the state, had dropped the mask mandate in New Mexico. It was wonderful. That happened on Thursday. And earlier on Thursday, the First Presidency put out a letter saying that it was going to be left up to the area presidencies to make the determination in local areas as to what kind of restrictions were appropriate. And it was like, boy, wonderful timing. This is a real blessing for places like us. And President Blazer got up and he said, you know, as soon as the area presidency contacted all the state presidents and said, what are your feelings about your areas of whether mask mandates should be maintained or abandoned at church meetings? And he said that there was a great flood of, you know, police, this is, we can take them away in our area. But they were really quite pointed about that they wanted to make sure they got the counsel from all the state presidents. Right as the meeting was starting, he says, I don't usually check my phone and my email, but this was really important to me about whether we need to wear masks anymore. And it was interesting to see them. They were up there on the stand wearing their masks, and then all of a sudden, President Blazer looked at his phone and looked back at his counselors and said something, and they all took their masks off. And it came back and he said, just got the text from the area presidency that it was over. No more mask mandates in the southwest area. Ah, it's wonderful. I was feeling kind of bad because it was like everybody said, well, you're going to have your mask. And I put it in the thing to say, in branch conference, you had to wear the mask. And what a wonderful thing. It happened just right there. And the majority of the masks came off. A few people kept them on. You know, it's understandable. Those who are elderly and feel like they don't want to have, you know, there's still a possibility of some exposure, but this is done. And the great thing that came out from the schools that said masks were now optional, did not have to wear masks, except at very specific places. If you're going to the medical clinic, that the food service people still need to wear their masks. A couple of small things like that. Counseling services. I guess they're just really paranoid there. And that's fine. You know, says I'm not here. You know, that's the whole thing. Oh, I just saw a kangaroo rat. It's really a mouse, just a really long tail. Anyway. Kind of little guys. I don't really put them as rats. I see them more as mice with really long tails. So anyway, it's been a wonderful end of this last week that all this stuff has happened. I still got my mask in my pocket, just in case. swear that they turned off the mask mandate once, and then it wasn't but maybe a week or two later they reinstated it. I hope they just decide just to say, you know what, we're not going to do this anymore. And that's great. And I hope desperately that Canada does this. It's been both heartening and gut-wrenching to watch the Freedom Convoy up in Canada. All those truckers up there saying that they don't want to be forced into, they don't want to be forced. Make these things available. You know, people can wear masks if they desire, or get vaccinations if they desire, but not to make it mandatory. Don't force people. That is so antithetical to free liberal societies. And the fact that I'm sorry, they are not liberals. They stole that title and plastered it over progressive quasi-fascists. And I'm sorry, I continue to be happily a Jeffersonian liberal and classical liberal, as sometimes called. And it pains me when I see people, they go, oh, those liberals, they're just like this, just like that. And you go, that is not liberal, that is illiberal. I said, and what these guys put up a bunch of lights around their fence, huh? One up. I don't have a fence. Maybe that's why I don't have lights up around my fence, because I don't have a fence. I hope it's not because they're trying to say something to me. I don't want to do anything but respect that desire. Now I'm driving across other people's land to get to mine, but nobody's expressed any great, nobody's expressed anything. These pieces of land are not used. They were never, I'm here. Okay. And the car operated well, I'm grateful. Oh, it's a beautiful day. It's a little cloudy. Can't see much stars. I could see it on the road. That was beautiful. There's some parts out there where there's just no light pollution at all. We actually get quite a chunk of light pollution here. Get it out of Albuquerque and then maybe a little bit out of San Francisco. Out of Alfred, and so that whole side gets, it really blocks out the thing. And if there's any clouds, of course, right now the lights from Albuquerque have lit up these clouds to the point to where you can't see anything. But there's a little hole over there to the west, and you can see some stars out there. It's beautiful. Anyway, I have to go pee. Sorry. I hope you heard me going to the bathroom. It's just the way it is. Before I go climbing into my into Reunion. Here I am, Reunion. And everything looks about the way I left it. I hardly worry that it's anything else. Oh. Sunday night. It's always tough when I first leave Lisa because I don't want to. I love my wife. Things to make. My kids are telling me that it's money the family needs, and I go, I think we make more than what the family needs. Pension. Having a good pension. Of course, I know what happens when you start reacting that way. Something happens to the pension. I was talking to a couple of the members of our stake presidency. We were out in the foyer. Most of the people had gone. And they were waiting for, they'd come up with the stake president. He was still talking to our branch president. Get some light out here. Oh, there we go. Oh. So we were talking in there. I was just jacking the jaw, and I guess they were. They weren't too complaining too hard. But old brother Nemro. Okay, here. Let me put this down over here. I'm a little far away, but it won't be for too long. Oh, not too cold tonight, but it's supposed to get cold. I think Wednesday's supposed to be pretty chilly, so yeah, the nights around it, they're supposed to be kind of 9 degrees each. You can hear the wind. Nothing around here to slow down the wind, so we get plenty of it. Oh, okay, well, close up the top. It's sad to say, and I don't like saying it to Lisa, because I'm sure she'd go, Jason, you spent all that money, and that place isn't weather tight, and you go, well, not really. when it rains and it blows, there's cracks that comes in. Same with the snow, but just a little bit, not anything major at all. It drips a little. But I've got a setup that can stand some of that. It's not too bad. Well, anyway, it's 9 o'clock. Great time to go to bed. Honestly. Oh, I need to pray and get some sleep. In fact, I might turn this off and turn on my reading light and read a little bit of Skousen before I drift off. That sounds like what I'm probably going to end up doing. Oh, I'm glad for a comfortable bed. If I was, This is a comfortable camping situation. Honestly. Oh. I'm grateful for it. And it does provide me good protection against the various things that can happen, and it makes it so I don't have to put up a fence around kind of an RV-ish trailer. Worry about animals messing with the exterior because they can't get in here. You have to climb up to get into it. Works quite well. That's great for getting into the boat and then getting inside the cabin of the boat and going to sleep. Although it shakes around a little bit more than one probably would prefer, but it's okay. Especially when it gets a little windy. It's getting a little windy, so it's shaking a little bit here. I just think it always rocks you to bed a little. And, so anyway, okay. Well, that's all we got going today. Not anything real earth shaking or earth shattering. It's really great. Along with the normal compliment, Matt and Elder Nemro. Today, Brenna Jelaine was with us, just getting back from her trip to Korea. And it's we always love having her come visit us. We like having all of our kids come visit us. I hope we don't put them off too badly. Caleb, I think, sometimes just doesn't need a little. It's kind of tricky for him to make visits. And, of course, Shayna, who keeps her distance. But that's them, you know. I if they feel uncomfortable around the situation, they can do something about it, you know. Anyway, so there it is. And let's go ahead and turn this thing off. And everybody, talk to you later. Bye.